You know about La Llorona? That's some kind of woman that cries at night.
She starts just yelling, you know, in Spanish, mis hijos.
Ay, mis hijos, oh, my children. And what was so frightening was that she was already dead.
She was a lady in black, and she like had black hair, and she was kind of old. And she didn't have legs. She just floated around down the streets crying, and her eyes were always wide open.
With this big dress at the bottom, like extending out, and the top laced, real beautiful dress. On the bottom, though, it'd be very raggedy, just making her seem much longer, and floating in air, on air, and just crying through the streets, going, mis hijos, mis hijos, and then the wind howling behind her.
I thought it was real, and I thought she would get me if I went out at night.
People used to tell me it was a real story, so for me it was very real.
When you're a kid, I guess in the United States you have the boogeyman. In Mexico we have La Llorona. It means a woman who's crying. This woman found out that her husband was having an affair with someone else. The most precious thing that they had was their children, and they were precious to both of them. So one day she took her children to the river, and they were playing. And she was watching them, and she at that moment felt enraged by what her husband, what she had found out her husband had done, and grabbed the children and drowned them in the river. All of a sudden she realized, like waking up from a trance in the evening and saying, where are my children? Where are my children? That's right, I left them at the river. So she runs back to the river, and this was at night, at midnight, and starts just yelling, mis hijos. This howling sound, I mean, you can sometimes hear it. It's almost like, you know, because the legend exists in your mind of the wind carrying it. And every time you're near water or a river, they always tell you never stay there at night because she'll come and take you and drown you.
The first time that I heard it was like from my mom, and we were all sitting in one room. In the evenings, we didn't have a TV or a radio in our home. So the thing that we liked to do was listen to stories. So my mother told us stories. She really didn't want to scare us by that. But other parents I know would say, it's getting dark, you better come inside, La Llorona's going to get you.
Parents tell it to you so realistically, and when you're a child, you know, your imagination just seems to wander with it.
She was really ugly and always wore black and had gray hair. She used to come out at about 8 o'clock. When I went outside, it seemed like she was going to... I heard her walking like she was going to come and get me.
She would choose all these children that were on the street, thinking that they were hers, and then take them, and sometimes they disappear, and you never see them again.
Before she actually came out to scream, they would hear the sound of wind, and then they would see like a tornado just going around, and then they would see her running in the streets.
My eyes would start to water because I was scared. Maybe she might kill us.
One of my aunts had a friend that used to drink a lot, and he liked the girls, of course. One night he was crossing an empty field, and he saw a lady crossing the field, and he went after her. He walked and walked and walked, and he didn't feel he was tired or not. He came nearer and nearer to her, and suddenly she turned her face to him, but he couldn't see anything. And she screamed deeply and sorrowful, "Ay, mis hijos, ¿dónde los encontraré?" Que quiere decir what it means in English is that, "Oh, my children, where can I find them?" And she turned again, and he couldn't see where she was or where she left, to the right or to the left, straight or down. He couldn't see anything, and he fainted.
It doesn't scare me. I just, you know, no, it's not. I don't think it's true.
and all of a sudden you hear the wind. And you could almost, you would swear to yourself that you're hearing this woman crying out. It's night, it's time to go inside.
La Llorona was produced by Jenna Allison.